Joshua chapter 15. And then, this then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom. The wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south side to Malet Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Ezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkar. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea, it shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Ogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir, from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Adumim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Enom, unto the south side of the Jebusites, the same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Enom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kijat Jearim. And the border compassed from Baalah westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Shesarion, on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron, northward. And the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel. And the going south of the border were at the sea, and the west border was to the Great Sea. And the coast thereof, this is the coast of the children of Judah, round about, according to their families. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Abba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahinam and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kijat Sefer. And Caleb said, he that smited Kijat Sefer and taken it, to him will I give Aksa, my daughter, to wife. And Utniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. It came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted off her house. And Caleb said unto her, what wilt thou? Who has said, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land, give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom, southward, were Kabzeel, and Eder, and Jago, and Kina, and Demona, and Adada, and Kadesh, and Aso, and Itnam, Ziv, and Telem, and Baloth, and Aso, Adata, and Kerioth, and Ezron, which is Aso, Amam, and Shema, and Molada, and Azagada, and Eshmon, and Bethpalel, and Azashur, and Beersheba, and Bijotja, Baala, and Lim, and Azam, and El Tulad, and Shezir, and Omar, and Siglag, and Madbana, and Sansana, and Libaot, and Shirhim, and Hayin, and Rimon. All the cities were 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtahol, and Soria, and Ashna, and Zana, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Sukku, and Azekah, and Shaalaim, and Aditahim, and Gedera, and Gederotahim, 14 cities with their villages. Zedan and Adasha and Migdalgad and Dilian and Mispi and Joktil, Lachish and Bozkath and Exion, Eglon and Gabon and Laman and Kitlish and Gederoth, Bedagon and Nama and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna and Ether and Ashan and Jiptha and Ashna and Nezib and Keila and Akzib and Maresha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt and the great sea and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamir and Jeter and Kusoku and Danan and Jikijatsana, which is Debi, and Anab and Eshtemon and Anim and Goshen and Olon and Gilo, even 11 cities with their villages, Arab and Duma and Leshion and Janom and Betapua and Afeka and Umta and Kijat Abba, which is Ebron and Siho, 9 cities with their villages, Mahon, Carmel and Zib and Juta and Jezreel and Jogdiam and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Ahud, Bethzor and Gedor, and Marat and Betanoth and Eltekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kijat Baal, which is Kijat Jearim, and Rabban, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Medin and Sekaka, and Nibshan and the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Chapter 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of Aki to Ataroth, and goeth down westward to the coast of Japheth, unto the coast of Beth Horon the Nether, and to Gaza, and the goings of out thereof at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus: even the border of their inheritance on the east side was Ataroth Adar unto Beth Horon the upper. And the border went out toward the sea to Megmata on the north side, and the border went about eastward unto Tanat Shilo, and passed by it on the east to Janoah. They went down from Janoah to Ataroth and to Naharath, and came to Jericho, and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tapua westward unto the river Kana, and the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they drave not out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day, and serve under tribute. Chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Maacah, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Elek, and for the children of Assyria, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Ephah, and for the children of Semida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. Bethzelophehad, the son of Ephah, the son of Gilead, the son of Maacah, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahala and Noah, Ogla, Mecca, and Tassa. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh. besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, that lie before Shechem. And the border went along on the right hand unto the inhabitants of Tapua. Now Manasseh had the land of Tapua, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended unto the river Canaan. Southward of the river, these cities of Ephraim were among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Bethshean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, even three countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel were waxing strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not totally drive them out. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for as much as the Lord has blessed me that. And Joshua answered them, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and call down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Judah said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. Chapter 18. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Give out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall arise and go through the land, and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me, and they shall divide it into seven parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. Ye shall therefore describe the land into seven parts, and bring the description either to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh, have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua showed them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it. Come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into seven parts in a book, and came again to Joshua to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan. And the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward. And the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went over from thence toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward. And the border descended to Atarot Ada, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the Nether Betoron. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth before Bethoron southward. And the going south thereof were at Kijat Bahar, which is Kijat Yarim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter, and the south quarter was from the end of Kijat Yarim, on the border went on the west, and went out to the well of waters of Nephtoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lie before the valley of the son of Enom, and which is in the valley of the giants of the, on the north, and descended to the valley of Enom, to the side of Jebusi on the south, and descended to Enrogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to Enshemesh, and went forth toward Jeliloth, which is over against the going up of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Araba, northward, and went down to Araba. And the border passed along to the side of Beth Ogla, northward, and the going outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the coast thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho and Beth Ogla, and the valley of Kesis, and Beth Araba, and Semarim, and Bethel, and Avim, and Farah, and Ophrah, and Shephar Ammoni, and Ophni, and Gaba, 12 cities with their villages. Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth, and Mizpeh, and Shephira, and Moza, and Rechem, and Ephiel, and Tariah, and Selah, and Eleph, and Jebusim, which is Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kijath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. Chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even to the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, and Sheba, and Molada, and Asashua, and Bala, and Azem, and Eltolad, and Betu, and Homa, and Siklag, and Bet Makaboth, and Azazosa, and Bet Liboth, and Sharuhen, 13 cities and their villages. Ain, Ramon, and Heta, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages. And all the villages that were around about these cities to Baal-Lathibia, Ramath of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and to the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid. And their border went up toward the sea and Marala, and reached to Dabbath-sheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Zarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Kislot-Tabor, and then went out to Daberath, and went up to Japhia, and from thence passed on along on the east to Gitahepha, to Itakasin, and went out to Ramon Metua of Donoinea, and the border compassed it on the north side to Anon Anantoth, and the outgoings thereof are in the valley of Giftahil, and Katath, and Nahalai, and Shimron, and Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar, according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Jesulot, and Shenum, Shunem, and Aphrath, Aphrahim, and Shihon, and Anaharath, and Rabbit, and Kishion, and Abes, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Hada, and Bethpasses, and the coast reached to Tabor, and Shahasima, and Beth Shemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their border was Elkath, and Hali, and Bethi, and Akshaph, and Alamelech, and Amad, and Mishir, and reached to Carmel westward, and to Shihor, to Libna, and turned toward the sun rising to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jephthah-Tel, toward the north side of Bethemek, and Nehir, and went to out to Kabul on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Ammon, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And then the coast turned to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre, and the coast turned to Oza, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea, from the coast to Akzib, Huma also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Hasha, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even to the children of Naphtali according to their villages, and their coast was from Elef, from Ailon, to Zananim and Adami, Nekeb and Javzir, unto Lakum, and the outgoings thereof were at Jordan. And then the coast turned westward to Asnoth Tabor, and went out from thence to Upcok, and reached to Zebulun on the south side, and reached to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon Jordan toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities are Zidim, Ze, and Anamath, Rakath, and Shenereth, and Adama, and Rama, and Azor, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Enhasor, and Haran, and Migdalel, El Orem, and Betanath, and Bethshemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Sora, and Eshtaol, and Shemesh, and Shalabin, and Najalon, and Jetla, and El Teka, and Gebeton, and Balath, and Jehud, and Beneberak, and Gatrimon, and Mejakon, and Rakon, with the border before Jaffo. And the coast of the children of Dan went out to too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it and dwelt therein. They called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim. And he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Chapter 20. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I speak unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city, and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kedesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kijat Abba, which is Hebron, in the Mount of Judah. And on the other side Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness, upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. Chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar, the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And he spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their suburbs. And the Lord came out for the families of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari by their families had out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, which being of the families of the Kohathites, who are of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Abba, in the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it, by the fields of the city. And the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priest, Hebron, with their suburbs, with their suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libna with their suburbs, and Jeter with their suburbs, Eshtemoa with their suburbs, and Holon with their suburbs, and Debi with their suburbs, and Ain with their suburbs, and Utah with their suburbs, Bethshemesh with their suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with their suburbs, Geba with their suburbs, Anatoth with their suburbs, Almon with their suburbs, 4 cities, and the cities of the children of Aaron, of Aaron. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, which remained of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with their suburbs in Mount Ephraim, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with their suburbs, and Kibzahim with their suburbs, and Betoron with their suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, El Teke with their suburbs, Gebeton with their suburbs, Ayalon with their suburbs, Gadrimon with their suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with their suburbs, and Gadrimon with their suburbs, 2 cities. All the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with their suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Beshtara with their suburbs, 2 cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with their suburbs, Dabari with their suburbs, Jarmuth with their suburbs, and Ganim with their suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishar with their suburbs, Abdon with their suburbs, Elkath with their suburbs, and Rehob with their suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee, with their suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Amodor with their suburbs, and Katan with their suburbs, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with their suburbs, and Kata with their suburbs, Dimna with their suburbs, Nahalal with their suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Beza with their suburbs, and Yehasa with their suburbs, Kedemot with their suburbs, and Mephahat with their suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with their suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Maanaim with their suburbs, Eshbon with their suburbs, Jesa with their suburbs, 4 cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwell therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh, and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren this many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore, now return ye, and get you into your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment of the Lord, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went into unto their tents. Now, to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also unto their tents, then he blessed them, and he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, and to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to Sito. And the children of Israel had said, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, unto the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the priest, and with him 10 princes, of each chief house a prince, throughout all the tribes of Israel. And each one was an head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And they came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, and they spake with them, saying, thus said the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that ye have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that ye have builded an altar, that ye might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day?
Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that ye must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it will be seen ye rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow it will be wrath with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord's tabernacle dwelleth, and take possession among us. But rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accosting, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel, and that man perished not alone in his iniquity? Then the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth, and Israel he shall know, if it be in rebellion, or if in transgression against the Lord. Save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer thereon burnt offering or meat offering, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made Jordan a border between us and you, ye children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part in the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but that may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore said we that it shall be when they should so say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord, to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, beside the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel, which were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said unto the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest and the priests returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead unto the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle, to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. Chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies, round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their aides, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain, to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them from out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God has promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he has promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that no, not one thing that has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you, all are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things until he have destroyed you from all this good land which the Lord your God has given you, when ye have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed yourselves to them. Then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he has given unto you. Chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the racing. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them, and your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I will not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand, and you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Arvites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and oliveyards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt, and consume you after that he has done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And he said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone, and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord, which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua led the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. and buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gahash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. The end of the book of Joshua.